Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was killed this morning in a brazen attack outside a Manhattan hotel.
Police say the 50-year-old was shot once in the back and once in the leg in what appears to be a targeted attack outside the Hilton Midtown, just as the company's investors conference was to begin. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes, and as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind.
The shooter then fled on foot and hopped on a city bike through Central Park. They have not been caught. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
To Washington now, where the Supreme Court heard arguments on a challenge to a Tennessee law which bans gender-affirming care for minors. Justice Sonia Sotomayor questioned Solicitor General Elizabeth Preligar.
Some children suffer incredibly with gender dysphoria, don't they?
Yes, it's a very serious medical condition.
Some attempt suicide.
Yes, the rates of suicide are striking, and it's a vulnerable population.
Donald Trump with several controversial choices for top roles in his upcoming administration, including Pete Hegseth for defense secretary, who faces a number of scandals. Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland says he was on Capitol Hill today meeting with more senators.
He told CBS News he's spoken with President-elect Trump today and that he is staying in this. He's going to fight for this position and fight for confirmation in the Senate. But I can tell you, over the past 24 hours in particular, talking to senators, you could just feel the softening of their support.
Well, Trump says he's sticking with Hegseth, but CBS News has learned he's considering other options as well, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Also on the Hill, airline leaders, a Senate panel questioning them over junk fees.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley grilled a Frontier Airlines executive over paying employees to point out customers whose carry-on bags were big enough to require a fee.
How much have you paid people to pull out customers who are in line with a bag that's 2 centimeters too big, Mr. Schroeder?
Well, we recognize this is a hard job, and so therefore we incentivize them to do that.
How much? It's
$10 per bag.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
While the calendar says it is still fall, it feels like winter in parts of the Northeast.
Bitter cold and this time even stronger winds to cause not only whiteout conditions, but blizzard conditions in and around the Great Lakes.
That's meteorologist Craig Allen. Whole lot of holiday green on Wall Street this hour. The Dow up 192 points, NASDAQ up 194. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Voters in the city of Racine will be asked for more money. The Racine Common Council has approved a referendum for the April 1st ballot. It's asking to raise the city's tax levy by $1.5 million for the Racine Fire Department. A combination of snow and wind is impacting the road home. The wind and a dusting of snow could lead to slick roads and reduced visibility. A wind advisory is in effect until midnight. The letter sent by Kenosha Unified officials say that a gun was found on a student at Indian Trail. It happened Monday at the high school after a social media post raised concerns. An initial search by officers failed to find the gun. It was later discovered when the student was detained. The state DNR is reporting a slight increase in deer hunters this year with about 790,000 licenses sold. There was a total harvest of about 190,000 deer. The season was notably safe, with only one non-fatal firearm-related incident reported. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers head to Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team. I feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This way we become the team that we try to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A light wintry mix flips to all snow as a cold front rushes through the state, bringing blustery wind chills and prompting a wind advisory as they whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures cold tonight. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman. And you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely and just like me? Wow. Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Welcome to my Wednesday. Coming up, we're going to chat with our friend Stuart J. Waddles. And how about some classic Christmas songs coming up, too?
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Will be ringing.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is here. And Stuart, yeah. Yesterday we mentioned that that movie, The Christmas Story.
Yes, yes.
Do you like that one or no?
It's not on the top of my list.
Yeah, me neither. Do you have a favorite holiday movie?
It comes and goes. I mean, you got the classic with the name of it, It's a Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Stewart. The money's in your house,
right?
And it's in your house.
Right. That's pretty good, by the way.
That's not bad. I've been working on it.
By the way, ask Don Rosen sometime about the time he almost ran over and killed Jimmy Stewart. He'll tell you that story.
Geez.
True story.
Was Jimmy Stewart running around and screaming about how happy he was about the holidays?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think it was going out to his mailbox, if memory serves.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Let's see. Elf is probably, that's the one we watch
Elf
every
is up
year.
There. Yeah.
We watch that one every year. And then there's always the question if Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not, but
yeah, I don't. I've checked out of that conversation.
I don't care. You don't care. Okay.
I don't. If somebody wants to consider it a Christmas movie, what? No skin off my back.
Okay.
No wrapping paper off of my gift.
I'm going with Elf.
Elf, Home Alone is also on that top five.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. There's Stuart J. Waddles. Not the Hallmark Christmas movies, by the way, Stuart.
No.
Okay.
And if you say that again, I'll give you to the count of 10. 1, 2.
There's Stuart 10. J. Waddles counting to 10. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business calm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
The second day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Check out Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Let me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Tonight, partly cloudy, maybe some flurries or even scattered snow showers. Look for a low of about 13. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny and 28. Now, some Christmas classics. It's Burl Ives on WRJN.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A combination of snow and wind is impacting the road home. The wind and a dusting of snow could lead to slick roads and reduced visibility. A wind advisory is in effect until midnight. Some school districts said students may have seen late arrivals home. It'll be really cold overnight into tomorrow, with warming centers open in many communities. Voters in the city of Racine will be asked for more money. The Racine Common Council has approved a referendum for the April 1st ballot. It's asking to raise the city's tax levy by $1.5 million for the Racine Fire Department. The increase would add about $54 to the annual taxes on a $175,000 home. A social media post led to the arrest of a Kenosha High School student with a gun. Kenosha police arrested the Indian Trail High School student Monday after they got a tip. Officials say the 16-year-old boy didn't threaten anyone with the gun. School staff and police say they're checking their policies after an initial search of the student failed to find the weapon. And fine art for kids is free. The Milwaukee Art Museum has announced free admission for kids 12 and under. That's thanks to a gift from a donor. A statement says the generous donation aims to provide children with access to world-class art experiences and to foster family engagement. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A light wintry mix flips to all snow as a cold front rushes through the state, bringing blustery wind chills and prompting a wind advisory as they whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour. Crashing, our temperature is cold tonight. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and now a song from a group that started out doing only instrumentals, but when the British invasion hit, they decided they needed a vocalist. It's Question Mark and the Mysterians and 96 Tears on WRJN.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present on WRJN.
Tell you,
treat her like
my friend.
Got to treat her like
I just ain't
treat her like.
It's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady, treat her like so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving me love, look and see. You know what I mean.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Has it really been 5 years? The first official cases of COVID-19 were reported to the World Health Organization on December 31st of 2019. However, there is evidence suggesting that the earliest date of symptoms for a COVID-19 case, according to a study published in the Lancet Journal, was December 1st, 2019, 5 years ago this week. 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat. And after every number, they passed that. McQueen and McGuire's just a getting hired in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a daddy, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south. Danny says, Ollie, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you? And McGuire still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bar. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break off, everything you shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian hands off, form a spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Disgusted, ages can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat small.
Love these good vibrations and our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns.
little boy with the runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
CBS News.